Good morning. Today we have a simple question, maybe not such a simple answer, but a simple question. When we have Kriya Satorah, and at the end of the Kriya Satorah we have a Kaddish, a Chetzi Kaddish. This could be during the week on a Monday or a Thursday. It could be on a Shabbos, a Yontif, that there is a Chetzi Kaddish. The question is, who says the Chetzi Kaddish? Who has the right to say that's Chetzi Kaddish? Is it only the Baal Koreh, or how about if there is an Avel? And that Avel, for example, has that last Aliyah that is followed by the Chetzi Kaddish. Does the Avel have the right to say that Kaddish? Or how about if there's an Avel that didn't have that last Aliyah, can the Avel come up and say the Chetzi Kaddish? So in fact, I've seen all of those happen. Either the Baal Koreh keeps it, even if there's an Avel there, or only if the Avel has that last Aliyah, or Avelim coming up and saying, I'm going to say the Chetzi Kaddish. So we're going to look into this. So when it comes to this halacha, the Isha Yisrael, beautiful Sefer, on Hilchos Tefillah says as follows. It's in Perek Lamed Ches, Si'if Mem, B'si'um, Kriya Saparsha, Omer HaKoreh, B'Torah, Chetzi Kaddish. At the end of the laning, it's the Baal Koreh who says the Chetzi Kaddish, but he has an extensive, detailed footnote that brings various opinions on this. And we're going to go through a number of them. So the Shari Ephraim says as follows, that if the last person to have the Aliyah, the Ole HaAcharon, so during the week, on a Monday or a Thursday, it's going to be the person who has Shlishi, or during a Shabbos, the person who has Shvi'i, that's the last Aliyah before the Kaddish. If that person has a Yortzeit on that day, or if he's an Avel in the Yud Beis Chodesh during the year on a father or a mother, that is the person who is Zoche to say the Chetzi Kaddish. He has the right to say the Chetzi Kaddish. So, in other words, based on the Shaar Ephraim, the default would be the Baal Koreh. The Baal Koreh would have the right to the Chetzi Kaddish. However, the last Aliyah, if that is a person who has a Yortzeit or is an Avel over a parent during the year, they would take on that right. They would have the right, so the default would be overridden, the default of the Baal Koreh, and the Avel or the Yortzeit would take over the Chetzi Kaddish. Now, according to the Shaar Ephraim, that would be the case only if we have an Avel Yortzeit that has that last Aliyah. But if they had the Aliyah before that, if they don't have an Aliyah at all, that doesn't mean that they can come up and say the Chetzi Kaddish. If they don't have that last Aliyah, it would be the Baal Koreh that says that Chetzi Kaddish. So that is the opinion of the Shaar Ephraim. Nonetheless, there are Achronim who are of the view that even if that Avel or Baal Yortzeit doesn't have the last Aliyah, they could still come up and say that Kaddish. So the Elef Hamagen, commentary on the Mata Ephraim, says as follows, Dafilu lo ala ha'avel ishlishi, even if it's during the week and the Avel didn't have the last Aliyah shlishi, or wasn't the last Aliyah on Shabbos, yachol lomar Kaddish, that person can still come up and say this Kaddish. It's not that he has a right to, but he can. He can say that Kaddish. The Gesher Achaim, one of the great works on Hilchas Avelu, says that the Baal Koreh typically says this Kaddish. However, there is reshus, there is permission also for Avelim to say it, even if they didn't have an Aliyah, they also can. It's not that they have a right to, but they can say. So based on this, what we're seeing so far is that if somebody who has a Yortzeit, or who has is a novel during Yud Beis Chodesh, if that person has the last Aliyah, they have a right. They can. It's not that we could give it to them or not, but they indeed, it's their Kaddish. It's their Chetzi Kaddish. They want to do it. It's theirs. They will trump the Baal Koreh. On the other hand, if they didn't have the last Aliyah, based on the last two opinions we cited, the Aleph Laham again, and also the Gesher Achaim, we have a reshus. They are allowed to say the Kaddish, but not that they have a halachic right to take that Kaddish from the Baal Koreh. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brought in the name of the Chazon Ish that this concept here is a lechatchila. If we have an Avel, it's not that it's a bidyeved that Avel, or you'd say the Yortzeit likely as well, should take that Kaddish, but indeed that's a lechatchila, that they have the right to that Kaddish, they say that Kaddish. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said as follows: to Kaddish Zeh Ikaro Avor Neshamo She'ein Mi Shiyomar Avuram Kaddish. Something unbelievably powerful. This Chetzi Kaddish that is said at the end of the Kriya Satorah, that Kaddish is said for those Neshamas who had nobody to say Kaddish for them. They don't have somebody to say Kaddish for them. So that is why we say that Chetzi Kaddish. Ukesheola Letora Avel O Adam Shieshlo Yortzai Yachohu Lomar Sakadish. So when we have somebody who comes up and they had an Aliyah, somebody had an Aliyah, an Avel or a Bal Yortzai, they can say that Kaddish that Chetzi Kaddish. However, Ach Kesheinam Olim Letora Lo Yelchu B'Muchad B'Muchad Amanat Lomar Kaddish. However, if they don't have the Aliyah, then they should not go and say that Kaddish. So that's similar to the Shari Ephraim that we started with. It was of the view, if you have the last Aliyah and you're a Yortzeit, if you have a Yortzeit, you're an Avel, then you certainly can say that Kaddish. But don't make a special trip. If you didn't have that Aliyah, then you should not say that Kaddish. So that is the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Arbach. There's another opinion brought by the Milei D'Avos who says that this concept of an Avel saying the Kaddish, he should not say it on Shabbos at all. It should only be during the week, but not on Shabbos. Why should Shabbos be different? So he explained that there's a concept that the Avel should not be a chazin on Shabbos, and because they would say the Kaddish, that Chetzi Kaddish, after Kriya Satorah with a special niggun, a special tune of Shabbos, so it'd be like an Avel davening for the Amud as the chazin on Shabbos, accordingly don't say the Chetzi Kaddish. But it seems that our minhag is to not have a special tune for that Kaddish. We say it like any other time we say Kaddish, no special Shabbos niggun for it. Accordingly, that Milei D'Avos wouldn't be applicable. And accordingly, we're left with the bottom line here is that it's fairly accepted that if we have an Avel or somebody who has a Yortzeit Avel on a parent during Yud Beis Chodesh, during the year, or if somebody has a Yortzeit and they have the last Aliyah, then they certainly have the right. They can take that Chetzi Kaddish. Otherwise, it would be the Bal Korah that says that Kaddish. And we have the Machlokas. How about if they didn't have the last Aliyah, would they still be able to? Not that they have a right to, but that could they would have permission to say that Kaddish. Indeed, that is a Machlokas, but it seems that the prevalent minhag would be like Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that if they don't have that last Aliyah, indeed, they should not make a special trip. They would not say that Kaddish. It should be said by the Baal Koreh. Have a wonderful day.